Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. Sam Crowley with a bonus podcast for today. Hey, I want to just share with you something that literally just happened. I just hung up the phone with an amazing individual named Beverly, and I want to share the story with you, okay? So, here we go. Over the weekend, on Saturday, I received a refund request through my support center. It was a product that this individual had purchased. Very nice in the support, just very cordial. Said, "Hey Sam, my name's Beverly. I won't share the last name, but she said I've tried your product and I have an unconditional 30-day money back guarantee, and it just didn't resonate with me, so I'm requesting a refund." Okay, that's it. Just words. I mean, they don't have any meaning except for the meaning that you give them. Few ways you could have reacted. I could have reacted. I could have looked at that email and said, "Oh my God, a $500 refund. Doesn't she know how much money that is?" Or I could have said, "Eh, so what? I've sold 15 other ones or 100 other ones. Who cares? You know, send her the money back, click refund, and goodbye." You know, because it's just a name on a form. You know what I mean? It's not like I actually know this individual. She doesn't live anywhere near me, not even within 2,000 miles of where I live. I've never met her. Probably will never meet her, you know? But here's what I did. I called her, and I picked up the phone. I believe it was later Saturday in the afternoon, right around 5 o'clock or so, and had a few minutes. And I call people all the time, though. This isn't unusual. I think my clients half the time are just shocked that they're like, "Hey, it's Sam Crowley." "What? Who? Is this a joke?" Like, "No. Sam Crowley." "Oh my God, is it really Sam Crowley?" I'm like, "Hey, listen, you're way too excited. My wife would be rolling her eyes right now if she even knew how excited." Okay, I'm not that guy. Just, "What's up? What's up?" You know, I'm every man. See me at the grocery store, mowing my lawn. So I love chatting with clients and customers because I love, look, if you've never read Seth Godin's blog, what is it? A list of 1,000 builds a $1 million business, something like that. Google it. Just go, first of all, read everything Seth Godin puts out. And then secondly, read that, a list, $1 million out of 1,000 person list, because it's how you really treat people. And I'm not saying I'm the best. I've actually flubbed the dub many times, you know, but I'm learning. But I love picking up the phone. So, and here's the other thing. I rarely, hardly ever get a refund request, ever. I mean, and I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I just hardly ever, I can't even think of the last refund request, certainly for a large dollar amount like $500 I've ever got. So I called Beverly, left a message, got her voicemail. Beverly called me back. She got my voicemail. She laughed like everybody does when they hear my voicemail, because it goes something like this. "Hello and thanks for calling. I'm looking to have an amazing day. So if your voicemail is not going to make that happen, please hang up." Seriously, I cannot deal with negative, toxic people in my life. I just can't. Life is way too short, man. So, unless you look like you ate a banana sideways, please hang up the phone and don't leave a message. However, if you are excited, motivated, and inspired by the air going around the room right now, then leave me a message. Thanks. Beep. That's my voicemail, give or take a word or two. Okay, and people either don't leave a message. I can tell if they're cool because the voicemail always starts with, and then they get into the message. I can't believe some people are like, "Dude, I love your message, but are you okay?" You know, and then my family's always like, "Oh my God, you're such an idiot." But anyway, Beverly got my voicemail, laughed a little bit. She said, I can tell, you know, "I love your voicemail." So I called her back on Sunday after church, in between, I think it was halftime of a football game. I gave her a call. That was yesterday. Got her voicemail, and I said, "No need to call me back. I'll call you back Monday." I just called her. She called me back, blah, 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 back and forth. Finally got off the phone with Beverly. And I said, hey, Beverly, it's Sam Crowley. Thank you so much for purchasing the product. I just want to find out what it is that the reason for the refund, because quite honestly, and I'm not trying to, you know, be arrogant, like I said, I never get refund requests. So I was shocked that you actually asked for a refund. And I want to know what I did wrong or what I can do better moving forward to serve clients like yourself, because it's ultimately going to help me when I create products down the road. And she said she went through the video tutorials, she engaged in them all, she devoured them all, and just felt like there was some sort of a disconnect there. And I said, well, tell me what you do. What are you looking to do? And she said, well, I'm in the process right now of creating a product and putting together webinars and a sales funnel. And I want to sell my coaching and consulting product individually and through Skype as well, group coaching. And as she was saying all this, I was like, is this some sort of like candid camera thing? Because it's exactly what I do. So when she was done sharing that great information, see, if you don't ask these questions, you're never going to find out the true objection of why somebody doesn't buy from you. And they open up and they share. They're very honest, very authentic. So when Beverly was done sharing that information with me, I said, Beverly, I don't know what it is. You just described everything I do, that you came into my funnel from a webinar that I promoted on Facebook. I sent you to the landing page that I created inside of Lead Pages, sent you to the thank you page. You got a link from GoToWebinar on when the webinar. Do you remember all that? She said, yep. And I said, you didn't catch the actual live webinar. You caught the replay. So you received a follow-up email in my Infusionsoft with a lead capture page. Again, I built through Lead Pages with the YouTube video embedded in there that was the actual replay of the live webinar that you missed. Would you like to know how to do all of that? And she said, well, of course. And I said, because, and look, I don't want to sound arrogant, okay? And I kept saying that because I just want to say it because there's so many arrogant people online. You know what I mean? It's just they say something and then they're not really congruent with what they say. So I'm not perfect, but I don't want anybody to think that I'm out there just pounding my chest, oh, how great I am. But I did say, here's a disconnect with me, Beverly. You're about to hang up the phone and accept a $500 refund because I offered her this package. And I said, look, my regular coaching is $2,500 a month, 3-month minimum. But what I'll do for you, for the investment you have in the course for $500, I'm going to get on 2 coaching calls with you, and I'm going to take you from 0 to 60 faster than you'll ever get there on your own, because we're going to talk about and develop your product, your funnel, and all that stuff. Okay, in 2 hours, we'll get it all knocked out for the same investment of what you just paid for the course. So I said, here's a disconnect for me. All right, you're about to hang up because you hadn't accepted it right away. And you're about to hang up and you've got an individual right now on the telephone who can remove all of these obstacles and all of these roadblocks for you, who does what exactly you're looking to do, who does this on a regular basis, all right, who's been where you want to go. So I don't see why you would not take advantage of that offer. And she said, all right, I will. Thank you so much. So what happened in that situation right there? Number one, I got to meet an amazing client on the telephone. And if you don't do that already, pick up the phone and call 3 people a day. Just pick up the phone and call 3 people on your list. Doesn't even matter if they're clients. Just pick them up, talk on the phone. There's nothing wrong. We don't need to hide behind computers, okay? We don't need to put on this persona. If you can't get on the phone and talk about you and your business, then what are you doing in business, all right? You're your number one promoter. Secondly, I was lost a $500 sale. If I wanted to just get back to even, I would have had to have another $500 sale come through. In addition, if I wanted to just get back to where I was, where Beverly had purchased that product, I would have to sell another $500 just to get back to where I was. So I would have had to sell $1,000 to net $500 after issuing the refund. When in fact, all he did was pick up the telephone, have an amazing 15-minute conversation with a great client. She accepted the offer. I found out, look, the other side of that is maybe I couldn't help her. All right, maybe it was just something where there was nothing there. I couldn't have offered coaching. I didn't know what she really, I couldn't help her in the expertise of the area that she wanted to be in. I mean, that could have happened, okay? But I would never have known. And it didn't happen. And most of the time it works out this way. When you get on the phone with somebody and you actually have a real conversation with a real person and you put your guard down, you just talk like you're at Starbucks having a cup of coffee. You don't act like you're this holier-than-thou person. All right? You just have a conversation with somebody. The vibe, the energy that comes through the telephone is authentic. It's real. They feel like, wow. Then she said that. I feel like I know you. This is a great conversation. Guys, that's the way to build a business, okay? That's the way to have amazing relationships with clients. And I do dare to say this. This will not be the last time Beverly and I do business together, okay? Because she's going to remember. And I told her, I said, look, this is what I'm going after, Beverly. I'm going to be very selfish in this, okay? I want a testimonial from you stating that in September of 2015, I asked for a refund on Sam Crowley's product. Not only did Sam get on the phone with me immediately, he offered to help and help me work through some of the objections, obstacles that I currently have in my business and work through those with me. I am a huge Sam Crowley fan. If you've never purchased any of his products or even listened to anything that he puts out there, please do that now. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Sam. That's what I'm going after. You know why? Because that is how I built my business in 2005. One testimonial at a time, brick by brick by brick. And it's by being authentic, picking up the phone and speaking to people. I hope that helps. I hope that was a great tip for you. I hope you don't hide behind your computer. Don't be afraid of the customer, even the ones that ask for refunds. These are great people. Really what they're asking is say, hey, can you answer some questions? That's all they're really asking. So get out, get after it, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.